Module 10, Ethics in Business, Part 1. Ethics in business requires diligence and hard work. The entire organization needs to be on the same page in order for people to make ethical decisions. It is important to create codes and principles to guide people. The ethical principles and codes that the company uses, however, should directly reflect the needs of the business. Organization basics. When building an ethical business, it is important that the roles and responsibilities of each member of the company are clearly outlined. An organizational chart will help determine how an ethics program will run. There will need to be a chain of command overseeing the ethics program. The interrelationships of these roles should be established along with ethical standards that must be embraced at every level. Remember that business ethics begin at the top of the organizational chart. Addressing the needs. The needs of the organization should be determined by surveying both customers and the employees. Most companies have a plan to gauge customer satisfaction. The company culture, however, is a clue to the ethics of the business. Anonymous surveys allow people to describe how the company runs and what it needs to increase ethical behavior on every level of the workplace. Needs to address: company values, personal responsibility, ethical principles, employee participation. An organization's conflicts. Ethical principles trust. Should reflect its needs. For example, a company that ranks low in personal responsibility probably has a bullying problem and needs to create principles that address the issue. There are a few basic business ethics principles that most companies can benefit from instituting. Trust. Customers and employees react better to a company they trust and they feel trusts them. Clarity. Make sure that all documents, codes, principles, etc. are clear and easy to understand. Community. Support community involvement. Accurate records. Keep all records and accounting up to date and above suspicion. Respect. Treat all people with respect regardless of their position. Case study. Kevin was the owner of an elective surgery practice. He knew that maintaining an ethical and responsible reputation was crucial in his field and acted on the belief that ethical behavior started at the top and cascaded down. To ensure a high level of organizational integrity, he created a company code of ethics and appointed an office ombudsman to ensure it was being followed. His ombudsman would address office issues and reinforce company values, personal responsibility, and employee participation in discussions. Because of his work in creating an ethical and friendly environment, his employees felt fulfilled and happy in their positions, and customers felt that his practice was trustworthy with many repeat customers.